Dr. Saber is getting an office note on patient Tassie Michael, M-I-C-H-E-A-E-L, Tassie, T-U-S-S-Y. Date of birth is 9/21/1938. Date of service 9/28/2023. Pre paragraph, the patient is the patient is 85-year-old, a gentleman who has been seen in televisit today for suspicion of COVID-19. Pre paragraph, he was exposed. His wife had tested positive for COVID-19. Also, he's been having ear infections bilateral for the last few days. He's been on augmentin for a few days now. Also, home health agency came to his home today and was told that he has fluids on his lungs. Otherwise, review of systems reveals on and off diarrhea and constipation. He has no shortness of breath. He has no cough, no runny nose. Earache positive. No nausea, vomiting, and reported no abdominal pain. All other systems are reviewed on negative. Past medical history includes history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension. Past surgical history includes knee replacement surgery times two. Allergies, no drug allergies. Social history, patient is married, has three kids. No smoking, no alcohol use, no illicit drug use. He used to be a computer worker at IBM, period. Paragraph, he received five shots of the COVID-19 gene therapy. He weighs 180 pounds, per paragraph, asthma plans, especially of COVID-19 exposure. Patient will be started on ivermectin, 33 milligram on day one, and then 33 milligram 48 hours later. In addition to supplements, including vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin, and melatonin. If his condition worsens, he will receive a full course of ivermectin. Patient was informed that ivermectin is off-label, and he agrees to proceed with therapy. Per paragraph, we're going to follow up patient in 1 week in televisit, and we are going to assess his labs and a chest X-ray as well. Period. Paragraph. And report. Thanks.